Twisted Tea. Sorry, welcome back to the old Switcheroo podcast, where we each watch half the movie, because that's easier, probably.
Oh, we each watch half a movie, and then we tell each other what happens in the other half. Did you watch the Grammys?
No, did you? No.
I heard about some of it. Yeah. Taylor Swift didn't, like, acknowledge Celine Dion or something.
Yeah, Celine Dion was presenting the award, and she didn't even look at her. She just snatched it. Like, it was the word that, the only way to describe what she did was snatched.
Oh, Annie Lennox did something cool, I think. Yeah, she did, like, a tribute to Sinead O'Connor, and then...
I think she just said ceasefire.
Yeah.
Now, Sinead O'Connor would have loved that.
She actually would have.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really know. I think Trevor Noah was there.
Oh, I love Trevor Noah.
Oh, I saw a bit where he made a joke about people always making jokes about how the camera cuts to Taylor Swift at the football games. So he said every time Taylor Swift is mentioned, they're going to cut to Terry Crews.
Wait, that's actually so funny.
It was actually hilarious. And they, like, cut to Terry Crews, and it took him a minute to get the joke.
Because he's the NFL.
Because he's the NFL.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah.
Speaking of athletes that act, What's The Rock's deal, anyway?
I think I've mentioned before on this very podcast that every time I think of The Rock, I think of this poster my brother had in his bedroom, our shared bedroom growing up, where it was just a bunch of different pictures of The Rock in wrestling. And there was this one picture where he, like, had someone's head down next to a pile of vomit.
That's so gross for a poster.
I would just stare at it.
That sounds disgusting.
And it's been, like, probably 20 years since I've seen that poster. And I still think of it every time I see that man. So, to me, my deal,
What's The Rock's deal?
Yeah, is gross.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't understand how someone could be motivated to stay that fit for that long. That really stresses me out.
Is John Cena still that fit? He was never
Rock. John Cena is still that fit.
Also, I think The Rock is a little bit bigger.
The Rock's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
Consistently for years. That scares me.
I guess, can you get unbig when you're that big?
I think so. I think it's pretty easy. I think you just stop working out and it goes away.
How old is he? 51. Wow, what a terrifying photo for his Wikipedia.
Wow, he looks shiny. That looks like a Madame Tussauds.
I was about to say, Johnson at the Pentagon? 2023?
What was he doing at the Pentagon?
Look at this zoomed in. Oh my god.
That is shiny.
That is crazy. Oh. Have you ever seen Moana?
No, but I heard it's good.
Are you interested in watching it more?
No, I haven't thought about it. Okay, so this week we watched Baywatch 2017, which is...
starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Zac Efron, Priyanka Chopra. Was she with Nick at that point?
I don't think so. I think she's credited as just Chopra. Not Jonas.
There's no way she took that boy's last name.
She has a hyphenated name.
Hyphenated, okay.
She put Jonas on there, though.
That's
like, crazy. It says Jonas in the movies.
That's so silly.
Jonas, after the literal Jonas Brothers.
She's just so much better than him.
She's an adult woman.
He's a boy.
Just a boy.
Why is she not in the starring? She was in a lot of my house. Like, in Wikipedia, she's not, like...
Oh, I don't know. Sexism or racism? If I had to guess.
Both.
Both.
God, the winner of Miss World 2000.
2000.
She just...
And then she stuck Jonas on the end of her name. As we know, The Rock has been in many, many, many movies. But Baywatch is one of his top ones.
I'm sorry. Chopra started investing in tech companies in 2018, And she invested in Bumble. The Bumble app was started in India.
I actually knew that already.
Did you know that she did it?
No, I didn't know she was involved.
Sorry. Okay. This movie. Baywatch. All right. So we spun the picker wheel. I got the second half. You got the first half.
Mm-hmm. And boy, am I glad that's how it went down, let me tell you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have not seen the original Baywatch.
I have not, no.
Me either.
The original one, to my knowledge, has David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson.
Is this supposed to be a remake or...
No.
No, right?
I don't think it's any of the same characters. Is it?
I don't think it is. It's not the same exact character. It's not the same characters.
No, it's like the same world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting with the second half now because it's funnier. It's funnier to not know what the fuck... There's always things that are not explained for the second half. It's funnier to not know them. Oh, wait. Sorry. Spoilers.
Oh, right. Spoilers for 2017 Baywatch.
Yep.
Okay, so it starts off... It looks like there's some sort of dance-off going between... Actually, nobody. Except... I eventually find out this boy's name is Ronnie.
Oh, Ronnie. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he look like a Sprouse? He looks like a chubby Sprouse.
I wasn't getting chubby Sprouse.
Okay, so we're disagreeing off the bat.
But yeah, he's dancing. Priyanka's there. Doesn't seem to give a fuck about him. Then we're at some party. It seems like Efron... is taking shots. Yeah, and then The Rock comes up and he's like, are you kidding me? I trusted you. I was expecting you to be there. And now look at, you're here and you're just wasted. And Zach just kind of goes off on him and he's like, we're lifeguards. You're not a cop. You can't save the world. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we're just lifeguards. There's some sort of drug thing going on. And Zac Efron wasn't where he was supposed to be. And then Zac Efron falls into a pool. I think The Rock maybe pushes him, and he falls into a pool, and then he vomits. And someone's like, vomit comet! And then Zach's like, everybody take shots! And then The Rock just leaves. He's pissed off. He's huffing and puffing. Next day,
okay.
Zach wakes up, like, under a dock. And he, like, goes up to his motorcycle, and he has, like, a medal. Like, a gold medal. And then he goes and finds The Rock, and he's like, listen, man, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean any of what I said. I was drunk. And The Rock's like, no, you did, and so did I. And then he was like, come on, you never said something stupid while you were drunk before? And he's like, no, you meant that. And then he went off on him. He's like, I saw you win so many races when you were by yourself. You were amazing. But once you had to work with a team, you couldn't do it. You couldn't work with a team. Zach's like, no, I want to be a part of the team, and I think you're right, blah, blah, blah. And then Zach throws his gold medal into the ocean. I think Zach's maybe, like, a shitty lifeguard. But The Rock does keep mentioning leads and drugs at this point. And then some other girl walks up. I don't remember any of the girls' names. One of them is named Summer. One of them's name is CJ. And Pamela Anderson's name is, like, Chris Jean or something like that. So there's, like, nods.
Oh, CJ.
Yeah.
I see.
Then this girl comes up. I don't know. They're all just kind of arguing on the beach. Zach throws his medal in the ocean. And then he's like, no, The Rock, you're right. Because Leeds has been blah, blah, blah. They're definitely doing something sketchy with drugs. And then they're all on the same team now. At some point, Zach convinces The Rock to let him back in. And so then... they're all trying to find evidence, so they go to, they go to the hospital, and they're trying to go to a morgue, because they need to look at someone's body, and so then...
Did you see the body?
Yes. And the penis.
Of that person?
Yeah, did you see any penis?
No, of Oscar, what's his name?
Of the mayor, or the governor?
Did you see who the actor was?
Oh, no.
It's Oscar from The Office.
I never saw that. Wait, I didn't see that. All I saw was his penis.
You only saw his penis?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So they go to the, they sneak into a morgue. They pull, they pull out this body. And the whole time Zach's like, super bro-y. And he's just like, ew, this is so gross. It smells like here, it smells in here. It smells like wet foot or like whatever. And like the rock and I think her name was Summer. I could be wrong.
No idea.
They're just like basically ignoring Zach. And they're looking at his, the coroner's report, and they're like, there's no water in his lungs. And then they're like, oh, so he didn't drown. Like, he had to have died before he fell off the boat. And then they're like, he has broken vertebrae, blah, blah, blah. Like, clearly something else happened. The Rock tells Zach to look at the guy's taint.
Because he's being a dick.
No, yeah. And Zach's like, ew, why? And he's like, just look at it. You need to tell me if it looks weird, if something's wrong. And so then Zach's like lifting up his dick. And he's like, what do you see? He's like, I don't know. He has a lot of pubes. It looks like a scrotum. He like goes and gets gloves and then he's like really examining it. And then The Rock just takes photos of him looking at the dick. And he's like, oh, come on, man. Some people are going into the morgue. So they hide inside with all the bodies. Mm-hmm. And someone is dripping above Zac Efron. Oh, also, like, the people that came in seemed like they were, like, the FBI. And they were, like, literally talking about changing that guy's coroner's report.
And that's very convenient.
So, so Summer is... I have no idea what her name is. Summer is...
Summer seems like a good name.
Recording the entire thing. And... The whole time Zach's like, ew, what's dripping on my face? What's dripping on my face? And The Rock's like, when you die and your body starts to decompose, blah, blah, blah. And then some like falls in his mouth or something and he freaks out, jumps out. And the FBI's like, what the fuck? And then Zach tries to play it off. He's like, all right, guys. So the body, blah, blah, blah. And then someone's phone starts ringing. And so it just all gets ruined. The FBI agents take the phone and destroy it. Everybody leaves. And they try to go to the police. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, do you have any evidence? And they're like, well, there was the coroner's report, but they just replaced it. Yeah. And we recorded it on our phone, but they destroyed our phone. They're like, so you have no evidence at all. And then they go back to lifeguarding. They show someone else, like, on a boat with Hannibal Buress' body.
Is Hannibal dead?
Hannibal's dead. I never saw him alive.
Wait, that's so funny. When I was watching it and Hannibal was introduced in the first part, I was like, wow, I'd really like to see Alexis's reaction to Hannibal Buress being introduced. But then I was in the restroom, like, washing my hands, and I heard you go, is that Hannibal Buress? Out loud. And I was like, wow, that was the only thing I wanted.
Well, it was literally showed his face for like 3 seconds, flipped him on his back. Then they shoved Chum in the back of his wetsuit and threw him into the ocean. I literally had to rewind it because I was like...
Was that Hannibal Buress?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
They go back to the beach.
Who do you think killed him?
Well, now I know who killed him. At that point, I had no idea. I assumed the leads, whoever that was. So then they go back to the beach and then they're like... There's also, I was having a hard time following this. There's like some restaurant or something that's getting food delivered that like has drugs. I also, in general, was confused between like the drugs and the murder. I didn't know really which was which.
Right.
Because like obviously someone got murdered and now Hannibal is murdered. But is it like drugs? What's going on?
Yeah, it's all the same.
So they try to like sneak, they sneak into this restaurant. And The Rock is wearing, like, a chef's suit. And Zac Efron, for some reason, is just fully cross-dressing. Makeup done and everything. And The Rock's like, why are you dressed like that? And he's like, I tried really hard. Like, I really wanted to blend in. Okay, also, really quick. So, we've talked about how traumatizing it was for Zac Efron to film this movie and, like, be in this really crazy shape.
Yeah.
I did not see him shirtless until, like, the closing credit scene.
So the whole second half of the movie. But you did see him in a dress.
I did see him in a dress. But I was like, why did they make him do this? Like, this is so unnecessary.
The thumbnail
for also, this... have you seen a real lifeguard? Because they're not ripped.
Maybe Baywatch would be. Because they have to watch the bay. Did you think of that?
No. I think whatever they made Zac Efron do was really fucked up. Because he was literally in a shirt the entire time. Which, like, it's just, why did they make him feel like it was... I don't know
if they made him do it.
Or if he...
Either way, he did do it. Mm-hmm. He did do it.
He looked great. I'm also not like, I wish he would have been more shirtless. I just wish he wouldn't have been so hard on himself.
What he said about it was that he hates the way he looks in that movie and that he thinks it looks CGI'd. Because his muscles are so insane. Like, perfect isn't exactly the right word, but it's like uncanny.
They are kind of crazy looking. Like, his arms even are kind of crazy looking. But I thought he was going to be running in slow-mo the whole time. Anyhow, so they sneak into this restaurant. They see, basically, that they're, like, bringing in drugs from some boat through this restaurant or something. I think it's called, like, Hunt's. That's ketchup. Not that. But anyhow, while they're, like, doing this whole dress-up thing, then Hannibal's body comes up on shore, and The Rock calls one of the police officers. He's like, I just have evidence, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're bringing in drugs. I knew it. And then the guy's like, yeah, there's a dead body on your beach, so you should probably be focused on this. And then he comes down, and they're like, who was supposed to be at Tower 1? Also, at Hannibal's body is torn up by sharks because they put chum in his wetsuit.
Right.
He goes down. Basically, he gets fired because he was supposed to be at his post and he wasn't at his post.
Who, Zach?
No, The Rock.
Oh, shit.
And then they put Zach in charge.
That seems
Everyone seemed upset. Yeah. Including Zach. Zach was like, I don't want this.
Who put him in charge?
It seemed like the chief of police kind of vibe. He played AJ in The Office. I don't know how to... He's been in a few other things, but I only know him mostly from AJ. The Rock is like, listen, I think you should put Stephanie in charge. She knows the bay like no one else.
Who the fuck is Stephanie?
I'm pretty sure her name was Stephanie. Oh, there is someone named Summer.
Oh. It's a good name
for there's someone named Stephanie.
Okay.
She didn't talk the entire time I was watching.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, Captain Thorpe. Thorpe was the guy. Yeah, he's like police captain.
Okay.
Anyhow, so he's like, Stephanie should be in charge, blah, blah, blah. And then Zach's like, yeah, I agree. It should be Stephanie. And then he's like, The Rock, get out of here. Return your trunks. And then...
Return your trunks.
Yeah, that was literally what he said. And then The Rock leaves and he's like, Brody, stay back. And then he basically threatens him and tells him he has to be in charge. And so Zach takes it. He goes out and all the other lifeguards are like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, why'd you take that? And Zach's like, I didn't want to. I didn't accept it. Everyone's like, I wouldn't have accepted it. We all know Stephanie should have taken it. He's like, I agree.
Stephanie with zero lines.
Yeah. Literally unpaid extra. He's like, no, I agree. And like, everyone's pissed at Zach. And then Zach goes and follows The Rock outside. And The Rock's like, I want you to have this. It's keys to Tower 1. And he hands him, my mentor gave this to me. I want you to have it. And it says, go get him, Mitch. And it's a picture of David Hasselhoff.
Are they not the same age?
I don't think this was actually part of the story, but during the credits, there was a clip of The Rock and David Hasselhoff sitting on the beach together.
That's nice.
And Hasselhoff was like, why do you get to play in the Baywatch movie? And The Rock just looks at him. He's like, are you kidding? And then he laughs, and David Hasselhoff is like, I don't think I ever looked this good.
No, you probably didn't, David.
No. We actually don't know how you got this gig.
I truly don't understand, like, why he's so famous for so long.
Basically, no one can reach The Rock. Everyone tries calling him. They're checking in on him. He, like, has the radio. So, like, Zach will call him and be like, I know you could hear me on this. I'm still investigating, blah, blah, blah. So Zach tries to, like, take the job seriously, but also do his investigating, like, secretly. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, like, a cooler washes up on shore, and Zach goes and gets it. He goes to the police office, and he goes up to Thorpe. Or no, the other, there's, like, a black cop. I don't know his name. But he goes up to the black cop, and he's like, man, I don't want to hear your lifeguard shenanigans. Just lifeguard. Just go watch the ocean. Like, I don't need your conspiracies anymore. He's like, no, I'm not here for conspiracies. I'm going to be different from The Rock. I just want to be a lifeguard. That's it. He goes, I brought you something so we could start off on the right foot. And then he sets the cooler on top of that guy's desk. And then he pulls out a smoothie. He's like, I got you the smoothie. Blah, blah, blah. And then they start, like, shooting the shit about the smoothie. And then when he pulls, it was, he made a trick cooler and he pulled all of the cop files into it and then went home.
Oh.
Which was actually really fun to watch.
Wow.
He finds some kind of evidence. He calls over Ronnie and Summer, and Ronnie's like a tech guy.
At this point, do you know who's killing people?
Leeds.
And who is Leeds? Do we know?
Eventually, I found out.
Oh, right.
Do you know who Leeds is?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured it out eventually. I was at this point confused where Priyanka was the whole time.
Yeah.
But she does come back.
It sounds like you got to experience a mystery, whereas, like, they basically showed us that it was her.
Right. No, it was, yeah, it was kind of fun for me. Well, but also, the whole time, I would be, like, having fun, but then I would be like, is this what Baywatch is about? But there's a certain part where I was like, oh, this is The Rock's Baywatch.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it eventually becomes very The Rock. So then they get Ronnie Tech Boy involved, and he's like doing a whole thing. There's Leeds is having some sort of party. So Zac Efron goes underneath the boat, finds where all of the drugs are. I'm still confused about the whole drugs / murder thing. I'm not understanding.
It's funny because, like, I wouldn't have thought to point that out, but, like, it doesn't have to be the same thing.
But also, they could just be investigating murders.
No, that had to be drugs and murder. And it couldn't be just drugs.
No.
It had to be murder.
I think I could have done without the drugs part. So then they go under, Zach swims underneath this boat. Apparently he can fucking breathe underwater or something. He's under there for like 3 minutes. The Rock was right. They have all their drugs under here. They're doing it. He's like, you have to reach him on the CS radio. I know he's listening. And so they reach him. They're like, oh my gosh, come meet us. And then they make like a military time joke. He's like, come meet us at 900 hours. And she's like, well, that's 9 a.m. So I'm going to actually say 2100 hours. And he's like, that doesn't make any sense. And then she's like, they use it across the world at all military. But stuck out. So still nobody, The Rock is, oh, also we keep, oh my gosh, I forgot this really important part. The Rock works at Sprint now.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because he got fired.
And he's like wearing penny loafers. And he's like trying to sell a cell phone the whole, like it keeps cutting to him like trying to sell cell phones and nobody's listening. And then he's finally like about to make a sale. But then he's just like zoning out, like just saying phone stuff. And the guy's just going to buy it, but he's still just, like, not paying attention. Like, he has no passion. And then David Hasselhoff comes out of nowhere. And he's like, Mitch, what are you doing? Are you wearing shoes? What's wrong with you? And basically he talks him into, like, going back to the ocean. They go back into the Leeds party, and they get into some room, and there's this, like, random guy who's like, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. And, like, Summer sneaks in there. And Priyanka walks in. She's like, what the fuck are you all doing? She's like, oh my god, all these fucking lifeguards. I'm over it. Just be done with them already. And so she takes Zac Efron, puts him in a cage, and throws him into the ocean.
What the? That's murder.
She literally throws him into the ocean in a cage. And the cage, the cage hits the ocean floor. Then Summer goes on the radio and she's like, The Rock, are you listening? They just took Zach and they fucking threw him to the ocean floor. Zach's just on the ocean floor in a cage, like about to accept his death. And he like thinks he sees Summer coming and then they start making out. But then he, like, comes to and into the rock. And then the rock brings him up to water. And then they just, like, jump on a boat and it's, like, fine. And Priyank... Oh, also, at this whole time, we know that there's, like, some fire show gonna happen. And they, like, overhear something about them... Lee escaping on a helicopter. So Ronnie, the tech guy, is working on this whole fireworks show. We don't know what he's doing, but we know he's, like, on it.
Did you know he's a lifeguard?
Yes. I only know because of the end. Like, the when they all get together.
Like an orgy?
No, like, lunch. Oh. So he's, like, we know he's up to something. And so then Priyanka's like, oh my gosh, these lifeguards are still fucking here. Can you please end them? And they, like, shoot the rock. He falls into the ocean. We think the rock is dead. Zac Efron's pissed. He's like, what is wrong with you? Like, you just killed him. You're a terrible person. You're, like, you're a bitch. She's like, I'm holding a gun right now. And she holds a gun. Then he, like, walks up to the thing. She's like, oh, you think you're so cool. And they're, like, talking. And then the rock comes out of nowhere. And he's, like, holding his shoulder. And then all of the fireworks are going off. Oh, also, okay. At some point, we find out Ronnie's controlling the fireworks. And he's, like, hacked into the main system. So, like, they're making things more difficult. And she's so annoyed. But then there's, like, some red button. And then they press the red button and there's, like, a countdown. And the rock can see the countdown somehow. And then he picks up this tube. And he's just, like, coming up with different, like, reasons he loves the ocean that are, like, weird. He's like, I love sand between my butt cheeks. Like, literally, like, that kind of weird. He's just, like, going and going. And then, like, Priyanka and Zach are both kind of confused at what he's doing. As the countdown goes down, he lifts up this tube. And once it hits one, a firework comes out of the cannon and kills Priyanka.
Are you kidding me?
It literally shoots her off of the boat.
Oh my god.
And I laughed so hard, and then there's just all these fireworks going off for like 30 seconds. And I was like, there's no way that's what just happened. And I rewinded and watched it again. I must have blinked. But the rock just picks up the cannon and kills her with a firework. Finally got some clarity because Zac Efron was like, did you just shoot her with a cannon? He's like, yeah, I did. And then they basically go to the police. They're like, we were right. The police apologizes to them. The rock, like, attached a sea urchin to, like, his wound.
Shot wound?
Yeah, he was like, I need medical attention now. And then the police arrest also Captain, like Thorpe. I think he gets into trouble. I think he was part of it. Thorpe was like, get off the beach. And the rock was like, this is our beach. And then they're just like...
The impression of him you're doing sounds like Optimus Prime.
And then they're all hanging out. They're like... And the rock is like... You all went through so much. You guys helped me solve this crime. You guys are all real lifeguards now. None of you are training. And everyone's like, yay! And then he's like, I wanted to introduce you to our lead lifeguard in Hawaii. And she's been doing great work there. And then
it's Pam Anderson.
And she's walks in slow motion. And then everyone's looking around and Ronnie's like, is she? And then someone else is like walking in slow motion. After that, there's a whole scene of them just running through the beach. Zac Efron falls. But yeah, that was pretty much the movie. The end.
Wow.
Is that how you thought it would end?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, at one point, he's like, Summer, you do marine biology. Are these shark wounds? And he shows them all these pictures of Hannibal. And there's one where there's just a chunk taken out of him, and she's like, well, that looks like a shark bite. And then there's, like, slashes in his back, and they're like, she's like, but that's not. So, what happened in the first half?
No, not much. I wanted to say I saw trivia on IMDb that they want originally the villain in this movie was cast as a man, and then Priyanka auditioned for it anyway or something like that, or like got needed the role somehow. There would not have been enough women in this movie if they had a man in that role.
No.
At all.
No.
Like at all. She had like the most lines out of any of the women. Maybe that's not true, but close. Okay, so the movie starts with this really dramatic, just unbelievably dramatic.
Wait, sorry.
Go ahead.
The Rock gives Zac Efron his medal back. He's like, "How did you get this?" And he goes, "You threw it directly into the tide."
That's very funny. So, super dramatic, slow motion rock rescue of...
I didn't see any lifeguard rescuing.
They did it all in the first half. You know, it's like, he's on the beach because he's the number one beach man. And then somebody's drowning, so he, like, runs. He actually, like, anticipates it because it was a person on a hang glider or something mm-hmm. who was about to hit the rocks, and he started running. The Rocks, not him.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to be clear. And so he was running because this guy was about to bash his head on the rocks.
Yeah.
And then he saves him. Then we see Ronnie on the beach with Hannibal Buress. Also, so it took, the first time I needed a break, I paused it. And it was 3 minutes and 40 seconds. It was just a slow motion scene of The Rock. And I guess, I'm not sure what the audience for it is. Like, people who are really impressed by strong people, I guess, maybe. There's nothing wrong with it. I just, like, didn't understand why. And then I was like, oh, because it's Baywatch, so it has to be all slow motion.
Right.
Okay, fine. So, he saves this guy. Ronnie is trying out to be a lifeguard today.
Yeah.
And he's clearly doing it to impress CJ, this hot blonde girl who is a lifeguard. Mm-hmm. And Hannibal is wearing a shirt on the beach because he's Hannibal. But it was when I saw Hannibal on the beach that I realized I've seen this movie.
The whole thing?
I've seen the whole movie.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't, like, remember it that clearly. I'm pretty sure it auto-played.
Yeah.
But I have seen it. And I don't know how I forgot that completely, but I even found it on Letterboxd. I watched it August 4th,
2022. Whoa. What'd you review it on Letterboxd?
I didn't even write a review. I just put 2.5 stars. August 4th, 2022. The same day I watched The Lost City.
Didn't we go to New York City on the... August
Did
5th?
I do this the day before? Maybe.
That's so stupid. Also, we drove to New York City. We didn't talk about it the entire drive.
Maybe we did, though. I don't know. What would be remarkable about the conversation?
We went to Coney Island.
And apparently, the day before, I watched The Lost City and Baywatch.
Wow. That's really...
But I also... knew that I wouldn't remember. The fact that it even took me 10 full minutes.
Right.
Basically, was like, okay. Because Hannibal was there.
Yeah.
And it jogged my memory.
Did you remember that he died?
Yeah, I mean, no. Also, no. But, like, of course he died.
Right.
It was they set up his death in this. It was not a surprise. It was not a mystery. Yeah, so people are trying out to be lifeguards. And there's a bunch of people who show up. There's a bunch of other lifeguards, but, like, we're not really introduced to them. That's probably, like, Summer, and I don't know. I guess that's pretty much it. We get to see The Rock, like, running around on the beach doing his morning lifeguarding tasks. So he's just, like, being nice to everybody, and there's a kid sitting making a sandcastle who has some of the drugs in his hand that just washed up on the beach. The drugs are called Flocka.
Okay, I think that sounds about right.
So, he sees that. He stops and talks to this guy who every day makes a giant sandcastle of The Rock's face. Because I guess The Rock saved his grandma or something one time.
I got no fun beach scenes.
No. I got the fun beach scenes. They didn't, they were going to do that the whole movie. If they put that in the second half, it would be fucking stupid. Yeah, but they all take themselves really seriously. Then they show the tryouts. We see that Ronnie, he's trying out. Zac Efron shows up. His name is Matt Brody. He's an Olympian that lost all of his credibility because he ruined a relay race by...
Running the whole way?
He was a swimmer.
Or swimming the whole way.
No, he threw up in the pool.
Oh.
And they called him the vomit comet. I see. But he probably, I think he did do something that, like, he ruined the relay race. He did something selfish. And then it caused him to vomit comet. And he shows up and he's like, I'm going to be on the team. And they say, that's not how that works. And The Rock keeps calling him all these nicknames. They don't know who he is. Yeah. The Rock keeps calling him, like, okay, One Direction, blah, blah, blah.
At the end of the movie, he calls him Brody. And Brody's like, that's the first time you've ever said my name.
Yeah. He told him at one point that he was like, if you do this, I'll start calling you by your real name. But he calls him Jonas Brother. He calls him High School Musical. He calls him Backstreet Boys. High School Musical? He does. And it actually turns out Zac Efron fed him all those nicknames. But he literally called him High School Musical. He's like, you know, you're from Iowa, where that doesn't mean you can work in the Bay, like, as Baywatch. Like, I don't care if you can swim. Last I checked, you don't have an actual, like, coastal issue. No. During the tryouts, Zach finds out really fast that it is very serious. He does this whole routine where he, like, they show him doing these, like, really extreme monkey bars and, like, this peg climbing thing. Uh-huh. And it looks fucking hard. Like, the whole time I was like, this is crazy that actual Zac Efron is doing this. Like, that's, like, you have to be so strong to do what he was doing. Once he finished that, The Rock was like, aha, that actually wasn't the test you're supposed to do. There's this whole other test that you're gonna race against me for. And so they do, like, 100 pull-ups each, and The Rock manages to do one more than Zac Efron. And then they do, like, they lift... I don't know how to describe the lift, but it's a fridge on each side on a bar. And they are walking.
Like a full fridge?
A full, like, double door fridge on each side.
I can't even picture that.
Walking. And The Rock does it. And, like, Zac Efron is also doing it, though. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that he's anywhere near as strong as The Rock for 1 second is crazy. But.
Do you think he talked to The Rock? When he did Iron Claw.
It is crazy that...
Because he is, like, almost rock big for Iron Claw.
Actually, yeah. Maybe, I think for his stature, I think he is rock
big. Right.
Yeah. That's crazy. I wonder if they did keep in touch. Because also, The Rock is literally a wrestler. So...
Like, The Rock's probably met Kevin Von Erich.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. That's probably true.
Yeah.
At, like, a Legends of Wrestling event. Do they do those? Do they do, like,
Von Erich? Kevin, like, won something a few years ago as, like...
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sure that... It all makes sense. Yeah. I hope they talked about it. Yeah. But at the end of it, Zac Efron's character is like, you know, you set me up because I did that whole, like, obstacle course before we did all that stuff. And The Rock is like, well... Yeah, but you weren't supposed to do all that. You were just showboating. You wasted your energy, and then you weren't ready to do the actual tasks. So, like, you need to start paying attention. Then they roll out the three people who are going to be the new training lifeguards who pass the day. And it is Zac Efron's character, some girl, maybe Summer, maybe Stephanie.
Maybe.
It could be either of those. And Ronnie. Mm-hmm. Ronnie's very confused. Before any of this started, Ronnie started choking on a snack he was eating from his pocket. And Hannibal is like, hey, CJ, come help. My friend is choking. And CJ is obviously the hot one. And she comes over and starts doing, like, the... You're not supposed to call it Heimlich maneuver anymore for the past, like, 20 years. What is it? The upper thrust? You know, the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
And he spits out whatever it was.
Yeah. Ronnie and CJ make out, by the way. Sorry.
Oh,
it seemed unimportant to me.
No, it's very, that's very important. No, that's his entire plot line.
She fills him up and she's like, I love the feel of your chest. And he goes, me too. And then she says, it doesn't work when you say it. But they still make out. Oh, and then she's like, I'm going to make you breakfast.
Also, at the beginning of it, he has, like, just remarkably hairy nipples that he shaves off by minute 25.
I believe that.
When she saves him from choking, she's, like, thrusting behind him, and he gets turned on. And Hannibal is like, hey, Ronnie, you might want to check your pants. And he looks, and he's got a huge erection, so he decides to handle that by flopping face forward from where he's standing, and he gets his dick stuck in a beach chair. And wow. He's stuck in that, and they do the longest bit, like the longest possible bit, where they're trying to get him out of this chair, and The Rock has to try to help him get out, and there are people circled up taking videos of him with his dick stuck in this chair. And eventually he freaks out and falls over again and breaks the chair, and that's how he gets out. And then after he's made it on the team for the tryouts, he's in the locker room showering and singing to himself. Singing, I got the eye of a tiger. Okay, and then CJ walks in and she's like, wow, I've never heard a boy sing that song. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing in this locker room? And she's like, it's a co-ed locker room, silly. Do you want to order anything for lunch? Like, all the lifeguards are getting something. He's like, yeah, I'll have a salad. This is when he reveals that he's shaved his nipples, by the way. Uh-huh. And she's like, yeah, by the way, like, we wear swimsuits. And then Summer or Stephanie walks by and laughs. So he ordered a salad. When they're on the beach, at some point during the tryouts or post-tryout, this Hummer, I think, rolls up, and Priyanka is there. Some, like, minion of hers puts down a step stool for her to stand on the beach because she's wearing heels, which I fucking loved.
That's
which
funny.
Also made her at eye level with The Rock. And she was like, yeah, I'm the new owner of the Huntley Club, and you guys should come by, blah, blah, blah.
The Huntley.
Yeah, and her name is Leeds.
Yeah.
And The Rock, she's clearly flirting with The Rock. And he's like, you know, we got things to do. We're really important. Lifeguards. Yeah, I don't totally understand what was going on with her. She sells drugs. She is the person selling the drugs. I don't understand, like, why or how of it, but that is what was happening. Like, I kind of miss the premise for why. What is his name? Oscar Martinez?
Yeah.
Why he would, like, I think he may have been, like, part of the vending of the drugs. He's just, like, on a houseboat the two times that we see him. He is, like, speaking to Priyanka's character about the drugs. Because he's, like, there's something about, like, the fact that they're going to be able to move them through this club or, like, this restaurant. Oh, and apparently I've seen this movie before, and I don't understand, like, what exactly his role was.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, they're getting a radio in that that there's a burning houseboat. And it was funny because this woman was radioing in Spanish, and Summer or Stephanie was responding in English, of course. But, like, we have the subtitles, yeah. So it's, like, a fine conversation. But she goes, what is your position? And the lady on the boat goes, my position is the ocean. That was so funny. And then they need to go. There's a burning houseboat in the ocean.
Right.
Also, until this point, I was on the fence of if I'd actually seen this movie before, and then I was like, there's no way I've seen a different movie with a burning houseboat. During the tryouts, Zac Efron decided to involve himself in a rescue that was needed with this lady and her two kids, but he, like, completely fucked it up because he, like, stole someone's motorcycle, rode it up the pier, and was, like, about to run over, like, 800 people the whole time, and then he jumped off the motorcycle into the water, didn't save the kids, didn't even notice there were kids, and, like, totally fucked everything up. Oh, sorry, I'm so fucking out of order. And then after that happens is when Oscar Martinez just washes up on the shore. And they're like, oh, fuck, he's dead. It's easy to assume that he...
That's right, because when they were looking at the coroner's report, they were like, the reason I don't know if I said water in his lungs, but he didn't have smoke in his lungs. And they're like, he didn't die in the fire.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay. So I might still be out of order here, but that happens. And then also there's a houseboat fire where we get some more slow-mo things of the Rock diving in the water. He's swimming under the flames and there's like these below shots that look really cool for no reason.
Yeah.
But then Zac Efron doesn't follow directions.
Oh no.
And jumps into the flames as well. They show the Rock inside the boat trying to rescue all the ladies who are in there. And they're like, are you the water fireman? And he's like, yes, I am. I'm here to get you. And he gets them all off the boat. But then they have to fucking save Matt Brody, Zac Efron, from the water as well because he dove under all this flame. So he's in trouble for that. Oh, sorry. And then they pulled out Oscar Martinez. That's where the fuck he came from. So he didn't wash up.
Oh.
That he is like, they literally pulled him out. And then he got on shore. The local beat cop was like mad because he was like, this is our jurisdiction. You don't even have a jurisdiction. You're a lifeguard. Then they're at lunch and they're like speculating about like who could have killed this guy. Why are there drugs on the shore? So basically the same questions you had.
Right. But they're just talking about it.
Yeah. And Zac Efron's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, we are lifeguards. Like, why are you involved? Like, why are you talking about this? Like, you're in charge of solving this. It's already in the police's hands. Ronnie's pissed because at lunch, he's the only one with the salad. Everyone's eating, like, Philly cheesesteak. He's like, I thought you guys must be eating super clean to look like that. I liked Ronnie as a character.
He's fun.
He was fun. But they're like, we gotta do a whole undercover mission tonight at the club because Leeds is being weird and we don't know what her deal is, so let's all go to the club. It's just an excuse to dress up.
Yeah.
So they all dress up fancy, except The Rock is wearing flip-flops with his suit.
He doesn't wear shoes.
He doesn't wear shoes. The Rock assigns everyone a role before they go in. Oh, sorry. Also, Zac Efron's character is staying with The Rock because he was sleeping under a pier, which I think you saw as well. Yeah. But he was sleeping under a pier, and CJ saw him under there and was like, we don't let our team sleep under a pier.
Huh. I thought he just woke up there because he was drunk.
Nope, that's his spot. He tried to tell CJ he was stargazing, but he was under a pier. Anyway, so he was staying in the room where The Rock keeps his radio. And there was also a fish tank in there that had a statue of The Rock in it.
Oh, I did see that fish tank.
Yeah. Oh, so they go undercover to this club. And undercover, huge air quotes. They all get their positions. They all have, like, cool things to do, except that Zac Efron's character gets lookout. He's like, I don't even know what that means. I don't know where you want me to look out from. I don't know what I'm looking out for.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want. But everyone else has an actual thing to do. Instead of doing his thing, Zac Efron goes to the bar and is approached by Priyanka, who orders him a very old bottle of malt liquor of some kind. And he's drinking that. Not finding out anything, I think Stephanie was like, hey, what'd you find out from Leeds? Because you just talked to her. And he was like, nothing. I found out that I got this liquor. Ha ha. Ronnie's got a roll. One of the girls...
Is it to dance?
One of
the... the only role I saw.
Actually, yeah, right before... So it obviously ended at that party that you saw. Right before The Rock was like, hey, Ronnie, you gotta create a distraction for Priyanka.
Oh, he did.
But they were all... I also didn't totally understand what this undercover mission was. Like,
yeah, none of the, like...
They were also invited there?
None of the, like, mission/crime stuff makes sense. It looks like they just wanted to put some sort of mystery in it. Just because.
Yeah. And then the most credit I can give it is maybe the original Baywatch was, like, corny half mysteries.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought it was just about the beat. So
they take themselves so seriously.
Imagine me confused when I got almost no beach action and just
and all Zac I got Efron was in drag for some reason.
Zac Efron in drag. Hannibal Buress is dead.
It is funny to only see him for a second. Oh wait, also something that I'm genuinely confused by. I don't know how to resolve without rewatching this movie, which I'm not gonna do. is at some point it showed Hannibal Buress on a computer in, like, an evil computer lab of Priyanka's, and she walked in. So it was weird because he, at the beginning of the movie, he was friends with Ronnie.
Yeah. So when Zach brings, so the files Zach stole from the cop, and he brings Summer along, and he's like, you're a marine biologist, and he's showing you these photos. Also, there's this gag where, like, Ronnie's behind, and he keeps peeking, and he's like, I'm not good with blood. And then he, like, gets nauseous, and they're like, stop looking. And he's like, oh my god, that's Hannibal Buress. That's my friend. He knew stuff. That's why they killed him.
He did know stuff. He was, like, he was doing something related to the computer with, like, her drug stuff.
Yeah.
And he had just asked her for more money. He was like, I, you know, it'd go a long way towards keeping me quiet. And then I was just sitting there like, why am I watching Hannibal Buress interact with Priyanka Chopra right now?
For a second time, apparently.
Apparently. One of the ladies they rescued off the burning boat had some Flocka drugs tucked in her waistband. I couldn't tell you if I realized that was Priyanka Chopra the first time I saw it. Or, like, if I realized that was Nick Jonas's wife.
I don't think I would have.
In 2022? I don't think I would have.
What a movie, huh?
I guess, as far as, like, what you told me about it, I don't think I was really watching it.
You didn't remember that?
I didn't remember the firework.
Dude, that was, like, honestly one of the funniest things I've seen in a movie in a long time. It was hilarious.
I remember the morgue and the dripping down.
Do you remember the penis?
No, actually.
Do you remember Zac Efron in drag?
Yes. Well, that's also the thumbnail of the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Is Zac Efron in a wig and makeup, which is a crazy choice when the dude got down. It was like 1% body fat. I just think he should get at least one award for, if he's gonna do all that, he should get an award for building his body that way. I don't care if it's a bodybuilding award. Maybe he should enter a competition like that just for a day.
Yeah.
Just to get an award, because he deserves an award.
He does deserve an award. Of something.
I guess maybe it doesn't, I do think he could have slash should have been at least nominated for an Oscar for Iron Claw. But since that's apparently not happening, you know, spray paint him orange and give him a bodybuilding award.
Oh, there's this bit where, so the cop was black, and the cop said to them, you people, saying, meaning lifeguards, and Zach was like, you people, and the Rock's like, hey, you can't really do that. And he's like, you're just tan. And then Thorpe comes in and he says, you people again. He's like, see, that's you people again. And The Rock is like, stop. You can't do that.
That's funny. You just threatened me?
With your tongue? Whoa!
I didn't see David Hasselhoff or Pamela Anderson.
Really?
Yeah.
They made it seem like David Hasselhoff was, like, in it.
I think I saw a photo of him.
Yeah.
Because he had, like, addressed something to The Rock, but I don't think I actually saw him. Would you watch the first half of this movie?
No.
You don't want to see Hannibal Buress alive?
No. I do feel, I'm happy I got the half I did.
You didn't want a bunch of slow-mo lifeguard rescues? Because, honestly, that was too much for me.
Not really.
I didn't like it.
That's, like, why I haven't watched Baywatch.
Like, I won't criticize it because I know that's exactly what I signed up for, but I didn't like it. Okay, so Fuck, Marry, Kill. Okay. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm. Zach. What's his middle name? Jackson. Zachary James.
Zachary David Alexander.
David and Alexander?
Yeah.
Zachary David Alexander Efron. And Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yeah. I'm going to marry Zachary David Alexander Efron. I'm going to fuck Priyanka, and I'm going to try to kill The Rock, though I don't know if it's physically possible.
Agreed. All three, same. Zach, easy marry. I don't really want to fuck The Rock.
I'm scared of him.
Yeah, I don't really want
to. Well, also, like, that's cool, whatever, that he did whatever that is that he's doing. It's not my thing. Or my preference. No one talks about how he's bald. by the way.
You know that photo of him where he's, like, leaning and he's wearing, like, the turtleneck?
The turtleneck with the chain over it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he has hair in that.
He has hair in that. How is there a news article about him from 7 hours ago?
Did he wrestle yesterday?
He's 51 years old. The Rock's daughter says she's getting death threats over WWE controversy. Yeah, I'm going to kill him, or at least try to.
When I looked up Baywatch on Amazon Prime, the Baywatch viewers also watched tab was just a bunch of movies where the cover art was The Rock, like, falling off a ledge or, like, jumping through a forest. Like, literally all of them were just Rock movies.
Yeah.
Was The Rock at their wedding? Because Jumanji has Nick Jonas and The Rock.
Oh.
Wow, I can't believe we just made this another Jonas movie.